This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
All right, we talked a lot of Blazers so far on the show today. We're going to stick in the NBA because something was announced yesterday. The league is going to change. How does it impact our beloved Portland Trail Blazers and some of their future draft capital? And it doesn't make any sense. Joining us now is our good friend Keith Smith, contributor to SpotTrack and the front office show at Keith Smith NBA on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. Keith, good morning. You know that we're a couple of idiots here, and we're going to need a little bit of help. I got a 5-4-3-2-1. I got different methods. Now teams can't get certain things multiple years in a row.
I stopped reading. I was like, what is all this?
This is so, we're idiots, okay? Can we get like the Hooked on Phonics version of this? What does it mean, and what does it look like for tank? In the NBA?
Yeah, it's basically what they are trying to do is split the difference, which is understand some teams are just not good, right? Sometimes they're just going to have a bad year, and I think the NBA is trying to be cognizant of that by not hammering everybody so much. But what they're also trying to do is say, hey, I don't really care if it's Victor Wembanyama available in the draft. So they're trying to basically say, hey, if you are really terrible, which generally I think their belief, I would argue it's not really all that bad, is that the teams that are the worst are there by design. They have tanked to get there. The teams that are in the middle of the lottery, so that's your bottom three, the tankers. Then the teams that are in the middle of the lottery, 4-10, that is probably a mix of, yeah, there's probably some tanking, but there's just teams that just aren't that good. That's where they fall, and then they're trying to give teams incentive of, hey, try to get into the play-in tournament. Because if you get into the play-in tournament, we're still going to reward you with a chance to get into the lottery. So as Adam Silver said, the only incentive should be trying to win games, and that's what this system's trying to solve.
Do you like it?
I don't know. I don't know what the problem is with the system we have right now. Quite frankly, I think all this that was made about the tanking has been blown out of proportion. Since the lottery has existed, teams have tanked to try to get the best odds. They've changed the odds. They've changed how many teams are tanking. It's been that way you know, for as long as I can remember. And I think this year, was it a little over the top? Sure. But this year, the draft class was absolutely, or is absolutely loaded in the top 4, 5, 10 picks, depending on where you kind of draw the line of demarcation. So it is, you know, really, you know, I think you had extremes here. And then you also factor in the protected picks that were also a part of this, where teams are doing everything that they could, like Utah and Washington, to make sure that they kept those protected picks. So that's another component of this. But I don't know. I don't know that it's as bad as the league seems to feel it has been.
You know, I find it very interesting because I'm a huge NFL and football guy, too, and I love the NBA. And some people out here, I think the way the NBA has evolved, it's not grabbed everybody. And so it's a very interesting sport to cover in the sense of, like, the NFL media isn't going on television and ranting or raving about how awful it is that the Raiders are winning 2 games out of 17.
Like, they actually joke about it at the end of the year. It's like a Raiders-Giants game. Who's going to get the number one pick?
Right, but like, they don't highlight half the show. They don't say, well, so-and-so is in Vegas, and they're terrible. Let's get him to Los Angeles to be a Ram. I have problems with Silver sometimes. I don't know if this was something that needed to be prioritized. My biggest beef has kind of been with the media, and I know you're part of the media. We do stuff on NBA and Blazers stuff, so it's not necessarily a fault at you per se. It's the collective here. I just think the media sucks. I think some of the biggest NBA people don't do the league any good, and they either cover the biggest markets, trade the guys from the small markets to the big markets, or talk about how awful the league is because teams are bad. I think this was a reaction to the people covering the sport that I don't think always do it the best service.
Yeah, with that said, let me give you a bunch of thoughts on the Los Angeles Lakers and how basketball was better.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, that is what a lot of it has become. You know, we have a little tagline with our show, NBA Front Office Show, that people can find wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. It's just hoops, not no hot take. Because we don't want to do that. We just want to talk basketball.
Right.
You know, we don't want to spend a bunch of time with all that stuff. Now, it's called NBA Front Office Show. So, yes, we're going to talk trade rumors. We're going to talk that stuff. But we are not inventing the trade rumors out of whole cloth because, boy, you know, it would be best for the Trailblazers if they traded Denny Avdia because they lost in the first round, which I'm sure somebody's going to have that take, you know, at some point today. Like, it's just... You know, yeah, I'm with you. That's unfortunately the way the game is covered. It's very covered on a transactional nature. Now, look, with what I do on that show and with SpotTrack is very much driven around transactions and the like. So I get it. But my favorite thing about basketball is basketball. And there are 30 teams, and they're all worth talking about. You know, so yeah, it drives me absolutely crazy when you know, if I'm in the car and I flip something on or I flip ESPN on and it's, you know, here's what killed me the other day, because it's not just ESPN, NBC did this. Playoff game, Sunday afternoon, we should be talking about Sixers Celtics. Here's Mike Tomlin to talk about the NFL for 15 minutes. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's the NBA. Let their partners just crap all over their sport. And I guess it's, hey, they gave us billions upon billions of dollars, so yeah. Who really cares? We already got the money, but yeah, I'm with you. And I think eventually it leads to people saying, hey, you're deprioritizing all this stuff, so why should I care about it until you tell me it's time to care about it?
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Yeah, Keith, but who's the GOAT, though? Is it LeBron or I'm just kidding. Please don't answer that.
Keith Smith was actually just asked.
That's my track front office show at Keith Smith NBA on Twitter. I did want to get a question here about just kind of the finances of the Blazers and what their offseason looks like. I am curious, though, to ask you, of these tanking, you know, lottery reform rules, I guess I should say, we have some of these Milwaukee pick swaps down the road that we're kind of holding on to like bars of gold of like, this is our pathway into the future. Sure. Now, do we trade them this offseason? Do we hold on to them? Who knows what the future holds in that regard? But I'm curious if at all the lottery reform changes the value in a good or bad way for those kind of pick swaps, if that makes sense. Like, we all kind of perceive that Milwaukee's going to suck. You never know. Nothing's a guarantee. But do you think it makes those more or less valuable, or do they kind of stay the same?
Yeah, it's really hard, and the reason for that is we don't know what the Bucks are going to do if they trade Giannis. If the Bucks say, all right, you know what, those picks, that spilled milk, we can't cry over it, they're gone. We're going to trade Giannis for the best package of draft capital and young players, and we're going to blow this up and start all over. It's probably not great for the picks Portland is holding, because I don't know that they'll be able to flip quite that fast, because they won't have their own picks. Who knows what the picks they get become. And then if they do fall in the bottom three, your odds aren't as good to get a, you know, really, you know, great pick out of that pick. Now, Milwaukee turns around and says, nope, we don't have our picks. So when we trade Giannis, we're going to take a package of veteran players who are good. They're not Giannis, but maybe we get two or three guys. We can build out some depth and we could still pursue the playoffs. And they're probably exactly what they are right now. They're kind of, you know, middle of the pack, right, type of pick. So we don't know. But yeah, I think the idea of teams who have for years kind of looked at, I'm going to pick on your neighbors to the south there, the Sacramento Kings, a little bit, and just say, you know, hey, for years, teams kind of like, go get a Kings pick because they're probably going to be a mess at some point in the next three to 5 to 7 years. If you could get a pick or two of theirs in that window, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Some teams have preferred to pick on these smaller market teams because it's been, they're not going to be able to reset. Or if they do, they're going to have to do it in a different kind of way. So go get some of their draft capital. I don't know that you can rely on picking on the teams, let's just say the not as well run teams or the smaller market teams the way you could before, because if they do stumble, your odds aren't going to be as good.
Yeah. Given the question I just, or the statement I guess I said to you about the way the NBA is covered by the media, let me ask you, should the Blazers trade for Giannis? They fizzled out in five against the Spurs, a couple blown leads there. Denny was an all-star this year. We know we got some pieces. We all feel like Shaedon Sharpe is done as a Blazer. He barely played in the series. As somebody that's on the East Coast, you're covering the whole league, you do a front office show, what would you be looking at from a Blazer perspective in terms of roster? Are you throwing certain guys in trades? What guys would you hold out of trades? Or are the Blazers in a situation where you would just say, be open-minded to all of it?
Yeah, one of my favorite, some would say bad movies, is Draft Day, and I would pull Draft Day. I want my picks back, all of them, right? That's where I would start. Give me my picks back. And then from there it is, all right, give me the interesting thing with the Blazers as a trade partner is you could kind of almost split the difference where it is, all right, here are some good players who are still young, like a Shaedon Sharpe. If the Blazers felt like, you know what, hey, Scoot Henderson had these big steps forward, but if we're getting Giannis, it's really going to be about Dame and Drew Holiday. So maybe you say, hey, give me Scoot Henderson too. And that's still not enough salary. So let's start talking, you know, all right, do we want to do something like Donovan Clingan or what about Jeremy Grant, but you have to take back, you know, one of my, you got to take back Bobby Portis too, or something like that. That could be the way you kind of get together on this, but it's got to start with the picks. If I'm the Bucks, if I'm going to do that from the Blazers side, I'd at least, you know, ring the bell and just say, hey, you interested? Let's at least have a conversation. Cause you could, the issue with a lot of these other teams is you trade for Giannis. You're going to gut your team so much that it's like, cool, so you're now the Milwaukee Bucks. If you're the Blazers, you could still have a really good team with Giannis in the fold on the backside of that, which is, you know, becomes a lot more interesting to me to entertain, because you know you're gonna have to be really good in the West. You just got a taste of it for the last week with the Spurs, and now you know the Thunder aren't going anywhere anytime soon. So if you're gonna load up, yeah, that becomes an interesting kind of way to do it.
Keith Smith, go give him a follow on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA, contributor to Spot Track, the Front Office Show. Always love talking hoops with him. Thank you for trying to make sense of the new lottery reform rules with you. You know we're idiots, so your expertise always helps. Keith Smith, I appreciate the time in Portland, man, and let's do it again soon.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.